Welcome back. Today we're building one of the most underrated secrets in jungle and drum and bass, that Amen style atmosphere. Not the reverb on everything kind of atmosphere, I mean the Amen air. The dusty, hyped, slightly chaotic space around the break that makes the drop feel bigger, rawer, and yeah, rewind worthy. And we're doing it in Ableton Live 12, beginner friendly, mostly stock devices. If you don't have an actual Amen break, no stress. Any crunchy breakbeat loop will work, because the real skill here is the processing and the arrangement moves. Let's set the session up first so everything stays clean and reusable. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rolling jungle and raggle-leaning DNB. Now create a few tracks. Make an auto track called Amen Main. That's your main break loop. Duplicate it and rename the duplicate Amen ATM Ghost. This is going to become our air engine. Create two return tracks. Return A is big verb. Return B is dub delay. Then create one more audio track called Noise Air. Finally, select Amen ATM Ghost and Noise Air and group them. Name that group ATM Bus. Think of this as your atmosphere instrument. We want it to behave like one thing, not a bunch of random layers. Cool. Now let's build the ghost layer. On Amen ATM Ghost, we're taking the same break, but turning it into a ghostly, wide, dirty texture that supports the drop without sounding like another drum loop. First device, EQ 8. Turn on a high pass filter and bring it up somewhere around 220 to 350 Hz. Use a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The whole point is, no low end here. Your bass and your main break need that space. If the ghost gets harsh or starts poking your ears, do a gentle dip in the 2 to 4 kHz area, maybe 2 to 4 dB. And if you want a little shimmer, and a light high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB. Subtle. We are building vibe, not a white noise spray. Next, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn drive up around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is where the break becomes dusty and a little aggressive, like it's been through some gear. Now add auto filter. Set it to band pass. Dart the frequency around 1.2 kHz. Bring resonance somewhere around 0.8 to 1.4. This band pass filter is the secret sauce, because it turns the break into a moving mid-range texture. And we're going to automate this later so it opens into the drop. Next, add utility. Set width to something wide like 140 to 170%. Then pull the gain down. A good beginner target. Try to keep this ghost layer about 12 to 18 dB quieter than your main Amen. You want to feel it when it's gone. Not hear it as oh, there's another loop playing. Optional but useful. Add a compressor. Ratio about 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're not smashing it. Just smooth it. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction at most. Quick teacher check. If you mute the ghost and your track suddenly feels like it shrinks, you nailed it. If you unmute the ghost and your drums feel quieter or blurrier, the ghost is masking your transients. Fix it by lowering the ATM bus a couple dB, or raising the high pass on the bus, or dipping more around 2 to 4 kHz on the ghost. Now let's build the big reverb, but do it the jungle way, controlled chaos. Go to return A, big verb, add hybrid reverb, choose hall or plate. Set decay somewhere between 2.5 and 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds. That pre-delay is important because it lets the drum snap hit first, and the reverb blooms after. That's how you get big space without killing your punch. Because it's a return, set dry slash wet to 100%. Now put EQ 8 after the reverb. Always after. This is how you stop mud. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Steep slope. If it feels boxy, dip around 300 to 600 Hz by 2 to 6 dB. If it's fizzy, you can low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. Then add a compressor after the EQ. Ratio 2 to 1. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Just gentle leveling so the tails don't randomly spike. Now send Amen ATM Ghost into big verb. Start around minus 12 dB send level. And if you want more wash in the build, push it closer to minus 6. Next, Raga Energy. Dub delay throws. Go to return B, dub delay. Add echo. Try a time of 1/8 dotted first. That dotted feel has that jungle swagger. Set feedback around 35 to 60%. Add a touch of noise, maybe 3 to 10%, and a little wobble around 0.3 to 1.0. Most important, turn ducking on. Set amount around 30 to 60%. Ducking keeps the repeats from stepping on your snares and hats. After echo, add auto filter. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. We're band limiting the delay so it sits like dub, not like a bright digital repeat. Now send a little bit of the ghost layer to dub delay, very subtle. Think minus 18 to minus 10 dB send level. Later, you'll throw vocals or stabs into this and it'll feel instantly ragga. Now we need glue, the constant tape room air. Go to your noise air track. We're doing this stock and legal. Use analog, the synth, as a noise generator. Load analog, turn the oscillators down and bring up the noise source. Keep the level low. This layer is almost more of a feeling than a sound. Now add EQ8 on noise air. High pass around 500 to 900 Hz. Low pass around 8 to 12k Hz. We're carving it into air, not hissy pain. Add auto pan. Set the rate very slow, around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. Amount 20 to 40%. Phase 180 degrees so it feels wide and moving. Slow movement makes everything feel alive. Add saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB, just to rough it up. Then utility. Width 120 to 160%. And pull the gain way down. Often this sits around minus 25 to minus 18 dB. Quiet. A beginner-friendly target here. Your whole atmosphere system is usually about 15 to 25 dB quieter than the main break on a peak meter. That number helps people stop turning ambience into the main event. Now let's glue it all together on the ATEM bus group. On the ATEM bus group track, at EQ8, high pass around 180 to 250 Hz. The bass and sub live below that. Keep it clean. Add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. This isn't about loudness. It's about making the atmosphere feel like one unified layer. Then add drum bus, but very lightly. Drive 2 to 8%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Boom off. We don't want low-end boom in atmosphere. We want texture. Optional, but very helpful if your air gets tiring. Use multiband dynamics as a simple de-esser on the ATEM bus. Solo the high band, set the crossover around 5 to 7 kHz, then lightly compress that band, ratio around 2 to 1, just a couple dB of gain reduction. That keeps excitement without frying your ears. Now we arrange it so it actually creates a rewind moment. Sound design is only half. Jungle lives on movement and contrast. We'll build a simple 16-bar phrase. Bars 1 through 8, intro or tease. Bring in noise air and amen ATEM ghost only. No main break yet. This is the room and hype, without the punch. Automate the auto filter frequency on the ghost layer so it slowly rises. Start around 600 to 900 Hz and gradually open it up. So by bar 8 it's around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. That opening filter is tension. As you get closer to bar 9, slightly increase the send from the ghost layer to big verb. Not a huge jump yet, just a lift. Bars 9 through 12. Pre-drop tension. Here's a classic move, a break cut or stop. Near the end of bar 12, we'll mute the main drums, or even everything, for half a bar. That half bar of silence is the crowd inhale. To make the suck in even stronger, automate a low pass on the ATEM bus in the last half bar. You can do it with EQ8 or auto filter. Close it down quickly so the atmosphere collapses inward. Right before the silence, do a reverb throw. Spike the send to big verb for a moment, then cut. That prints a big tail into the gap. Quick extra coach trick. Returns can stack up and feel louder every time your loop repeats. If you notice that, put a utility at the end of your return tracks and automate the gain down right before the drop. Or for a very jungle reset, automate the return track activator off for a split second during the silence. Hard reset. Instant cleanliness. Bar 13. The drop impact. Bring back amen main at full power. Bring in bass and sub. Keep the ATEM bus underneath, but controlled. This is a powerful clarity trick. Right at the drop, automate the ATEM bus down 1 to 2 dB instantly, and automate your big verb send down 3 to 6 dB instantly. The drop feels closer and punchier, but because the noise layer stays quietly present, the room doesn't disappear. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger, not smaller. Bars 13 through 16. The rollout. Now you're riding the groove. Keep the atmosphere moving, but don't let the reverb wash the drums. Reduce the reverb send so the break stays tight. On the last snare of bar 16, do one dub delay throw. Automate a quick send spike into dub delay, then pull it back. That sets you up for the next phrase and gives you that ragga bounce without cluttering every bar. Optional ragga flavor. Add a quick vocal chop. If you've got a one shot like rewind, select a come again. Drop it on a new auto track called Ragga Vox. High pass at around 120 to 200 Hz. Send it mostly to dub delay for the throw, a and just a touch to big verb. Keep it as punctuation. Raga works best when it's a moment, not a monologue. And here's a psychological arrangement trick. Place the rewind cue one beat earlier than you think, like beat 4 of the bar before the drop. Then slam the silence. That early cue makes the drop feel inevitable. Before we wrap, let's troubleshoot the most common beginner problems. If the atmosphere is too loud, you'll notice it as a separate loop. Turn it down until it becomes a feeling. If your drop suddenly turns muddy, the reverb probably has too much low end. High pass the reverb return more aggressively. If things feel facey, it's usually too much widening in the low mids. A quick workaround: put utility on ATM bus and set width to 0%, so the whole atmosphere is mono and stable. Then, if you still want width, duplicate only the noise air layer into a separate wide air track and widen just that. Wide highs, stable center. If the delay clutters, make sure ducking is on an echo, and band limit it with a filter after. Now a quick mini practice you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Take any break loop. Build the ghost chain exactly. EQ high pass, saturation, band pass filter, widen, level down. Set up big verb and dub delay returns. Arrange a 4-bar build into a half-bar silence into a drop. Automate 3 things: ghost filter rising, big verb send lifting in the last bar, and a dub delay send spike on the final hit before the silence. Then export a 16-bar loop and listen at low volume. Low volume is the truth test. If the drop doesn't feel bigger at low volume, do not turn the atmosphere up. Turn it down. Clean the low end and make the contrast sharper with automation. Recap. Amen atmosphere isn't just reverb. It's filtered break texture, controlled space, noise glue, and movement.